Happy New Year! Anyways, I've been singing. I just had to crack myself up because for New Year, I sent a snap to everybody singing. And I just had to do it for y'all. I feel like y'all need to hear more of my horrible singing too. Like, y'all, this is the real me. Can't sing. Anyways, I hope you guys had an amazing New Year. Hope your New Year's Eve was cute. Let's talk about what I did. So, my friend Jackie, which you've heard from her on the podcast before. Jackie is amazing. I love her. We spent New Year's Eve together. We had drinks. We had food. It was amazing. Like, it was so amazing. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. Like, first of all, we was mixing. We had some Remy, some Casamigos, some Crown Royal Apple, and some Coquito. We was on one. And that's the standard and the tone that I wanted to set for 2020 for me. Obviously, Jackie had her own reasons for things, but for me, I really just wanted to be on one because I celebrate, I be wild and stuff, but I really don't be in the moment with things sometimes because I'm so like, oh, I can't get super drunk because I have to do something in the morning. It felt amazing to just drink and just not have to worry about something else. Like, I truly, truly enjoyed myself with her. I had a cute little outfit on, which you see the pictures on Instagram. The outfit was so out of my comfort zone. And that's something else I want to do more of in 2021. Like, I want to put on these risky outfits. And I wouldn't want to say risky. Well, they are risky for me. Like, having my legs out, oh my god, I was like, yo, my mom will kill me. And I'm 23 and I'm still worried about my mom killing me for what I'm wearing, but I genuinely enjoyed myself. I actually spent the whole weekend pretty much with Jackie and Cheyenne. It was needed. There was a tough conversation that was had, which made I reflected a lot from Christmas into New Year's Eve. I reflected so much, but having a conversation with Jackie and Cheyenne made me reflect even more. Which I'm gonna get into it. So, I won't say any names. I won't tell anyone's business or anything. But in general, with my friends, I'm really tough on them. I try to celebrate them as much as I want to be celebrated. I try to put them on as much as possible. And sometimes my friends don't apply themselves. And something that I need to learn is to just let them fail, honestly. And it may seem harsh, but in 2021, I'm going to let my friends figure it out for themselves because I really have resources that can help them, and if they don't want to jump on it and go somewhere for themselves, I can't allow them to just, you know, hold me up. And it's not that my friends hold me up. I don't want anyone to feel like they're baggage or anything to me, but I see so many, like, friends groups, and they're all successful, or they're all working on something really cool and really big, but my friends group, it's like 15 people, and that's mixing all my friends groups together. It's like 15 of us, and out of 15, there's like 5 of us that are genuinely doing things and that are disciplined, and like, I can't call on my friends to do certain things. It hurts my feelings. And the conversation that I had with my friends yesterday, they think I'm tough and aggressive, guys, and they didn't mean it in a negative way, but to me, it just was, I don't know, it just didn't really hit me right. And it's not that I didn't appreciate the feedback, but sometimes I feel like my friends just want me to let them fail. So that's what I'm gonna let y'all do. I'm gonna let y'all fail. And I'm no longer gonna make myself available for people in 2021 because that was a big holder for me in 2020. Like, I was making myself available and my feelings were getting hurt. So I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing it with my friends group. I'm not doing it with you stupid men. I'm not. It's just not gonna happen. It's not happening in 2021. I'm gonna do a lot more for me, which I've been doing since like November. I've really been like isolated in my own corner of the world. I'll pop out with some friends every now and again, but I've really just been in my corner of the world doing me. And I feel so better, so much better. I feel like I'm a good friend. I'm a better friend. I'm a better partner. I'm a better daughter, sister, cousin. And I just really have to just back up and let y'all do what y'all have to do in 2021. So I encourage you guys to also do that with your friends and your family. Move out the way and stay in your own little lane to your own little corner of the world. and pop out when you feel it's necessary. Do more of what suits you. Do more of what makes you happy. Do more of what you plan on doing. Like, if you really wanted to go skydiving and your friends ain't with it, go skydiving by yourself. Let me tell you, I went to so many restaurants this year by myself because my friends were like, oh, I don't really know if I want to eat that type of food. I'm not really a fan of barbecue. I can't just eat barbecue when I'm not at a cookout. All right, bitch, I'm gone. I just got really aggressive right there, but. And I'm gonna do me. Like, I really want everyone to just do them and not to do it, and to do it wholeheartedly for you, not to get back at someone, not to stun on your ex, not to stun on his baby mom. Do it for you. Be happy and make decisions that are gonna suit you, that are gonna best do you and your future good. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm tired of y'all. I'm emotionally tired. I be really trying to help and y'all just don't be applying yourself. So I'm in my own little corner of the world with my rose water spray, my peppermint oils, and my Casamigos. Be over here in the corner. I'm gonna be sipping. But yes, I hope that you guys have made some goals. This year, I don't have too many like big goals. I have like small ones that will lead to. Last year, I had like 10 goals going into the year, and then obviously 2020 had its own thing. And I felt like I had to, like, obviously I had to adapt to what was going on, but I felt like I had to keep going back and changing things. So I made a few small goals that I'll be, you know, trying to achieve on a month-to-month basis. I plan to, like, have one day a week where I take myself on a date. I do what I want to do. You know, if I want to try a new restaurant, I'm going to do that. I made sure that every Sunday I'm you know, taking time in my house. So I can clean my house, prep myself for the week, do my laundry. You know, if I want to do my hair in a cute little style, you know, practice on that, see how that's going to do. I'm picking out, I've been shopping a little bit more lately than I was over the summer and stuff. I've been finding cool pieces that I would have, like, I've seen, I'm like, oh, that's cute, but that's not for me. I've been getting the pieces that I would never typically pick, so I encourage you guys to do that type of stuff as well. Go get yourself a planner and a journal and talk and, like, genuinely talk things out in your journal for yourself. Like, well, write it out. Because my journal, looking back to my 2020 journal, me writing it out brought me a lot of peace than it would have if I would have talked to people about some things. And I encourage you guys to get a journal. I know you've heard me and Shay talk about journals before, but I genuinely encourage you to get a journal, carry it in your purse. For those of you who are doing the fitness challenge with us, definitely get you a fitness journal. Keep track of what you've got going on. Keep track of what's coming in and out of your body. You know, whatever foods you're putting in, how's your body reacting to that? Be careful who you're having sex with, because energy transfer is a thing. So be careful of what toxins you're putting in your body, whose negative energy you're allowing in your body. And that's the thing, guys. But just make sure that you're doing more for yourself this year. I encourage you guys to be selfish. Just make sure that you're happy. I'm not passing gas, guys. I'm sitting on a rolly chair. I don't know if that's going to pick up in the audio, but I just felt the need to address it so that she didn't think anything. But yes, this is going to be the year that, in order for 2021 to be a great year for you, you have to put down the baggage of the previous years and genuinely give yourself a clean slate. Don't be like, okay, I'm going to clean this slate off, but I'm still going to harbor this hatred that I have towards this person that I, you know, that was dealing with stuff from when we were in 2021. Like, no. Like, this is about your breakthrough, your success, your comeback. This year has to be about you. Like, do everything that makes you feel good. Walk away from things that are no longer serving you. Don't sell yourself short. Like, do whatever you want to do in this season for you. This is your season of process. And I'm declaring that for y'all because I've been declaring it for myself. And don't get me wrong, this is not going to be easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. It's going to be hard. You're going to have moments where you feel like you're flying through life and you're breezing and you're getting this. But there's going to be times when you hit rock bottom and it's just not okay. And in those moments, you know, you got to sit back, figure out where your wrongdoings are, reset, pray to God, ask God for strength and guidance, and go back out there and do what you got to do. Whatever goes on in 2021, we cannot give up. We can't. We cannot. We got to mix the bitter with the sweet and keep it pushing. Take a moment. Be present with your emotions. Be present with your situations and keep it pushing. Don't give up. I can't afford to give up, and neither can y'all. And that's my two cents about the new year and all that. I'm not gonna keep you along and all that good stuff. But I love you guys. I'm so happy to see what's gonna flourish in front of us for 2021. I'm so excited about some of the new things I'm gonna present to you guys over the next few weeks. And I just can't wait to see us all glowing and growing. Like, my hair is looking good. My skin is looking good. My nails are nice and strong. Listen, my diet has been really good. I lost some weight. Like, they're not ready for us. They're not ready for Black Girl Tea. They're not. But that's cool, though, because they don't have to be ready, because I'm going to show up and show out regardless, and my team going to show up and show out regardless. But I'll be here with some cool content for you guys. I don't know why I can't talk right now. I'll be back with some cool content for you guys with a more consistent schedule, because things have gotten super crazy the last few weeks of 2020, and my schedule with recording had gotten crazy. But I'll be here. Let me know what ideas you have for Black Girl Tea. Let me know if you want to work with Black Girl Tea on anything, and we can make it happen. But until next time, peace out.